Pope Benedict turned his thoughts to Europe today, which has been suffering from a series of natural disasters.
Il mio pensiero si volge ora alle regioni dell'Europa colpite negli ultimi giorni.
My thoughts now turn to the region of Europe hit in the last few days with floods and fires, which have had many victims and caused enormous damage, he said.
Molte famiglie sono rimaste senza casa.
Fires have been raging on the Iberian Peninsula, and just the day before, the Portuguese government asked its European neighbors to donate firefighting equipment to help quell blazes, which have destroyed dozens of homes and forced thousands to flee. Over 15 people have died due to wildfires in the country this year. The opposite problem is occurring in Central Europe, where floods in Austria, Romania, and Switzerland have killed at least 26 people and destroyed 20,000 homes.
E centinaia di persone devono far fronte a tragici disagi.
The Pope mentioned this loss of life and housing, as well as the other difficulties being suffered. The Holy Father prayed for the eternal repose of those who have lost their lives and ensured his spiritual nearness and prayers for those affected by the events, and called for people to be supported in solidarity.
Dalla comune solidarietà.
Ti lodino i popoli odio.
The Pope's words came at the end of his weekly journal audience, which took place in the Pope Paul VI Audience Hall. It was the Pope's first audience since his return from Germany and World Youth Day Cologne last weekend. During his catechesis, he reflected on his recent journey.
Dear brothers and sisters, today I wish to reflect on my recent pilgrimage to Cologne for the World Youth Day. Hearing the call, come let us worship him, young people from all cultures of the world gathered as pilgrims seeking Jesus Christ, whom we adore in the Eucharist. Together, they made a journey of interior conversion, coming to embrace and know our Lord more intimately in order to bear witness to his light and joy. Of particular significance was my meeting with seminarians, called to a radical following of Jesus, the shepherd and teacher. World Youth Days have given rise to many vocations to the priesthood and the religious life. Let us pray that many more young adults will heed Christ's call. During these days, I also met with representatives of other churches and ecclesial communities, with the hope that our continuing ecumenical dialogue will contribute to the goal of Christian unity. With great emotion, I visited the Synagogue of Cologne, where I recalled the Shoah and the 60th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi concentration camps. And with representatives of Muslim communities, I underlined our need to work together to eliminate fanaticism and violence, and to defend the dignity of all people while promoting fundamental human rights. Dear friends, let us together pray for our young people. Bearing the light of Christ's truth and love, may they witness to a springtime of hope in Germany, Europe, and the whole world.
He also greeted pilgrims in various languages, including English.
I extend a warm welcome to the English-speaking pilgrims here today, including groups from England, Ireland, Gibraltar, Malta, Japan, Taiwan, and the United States of America. May you have a happy stay in Rome and a safe return to your homes. Upon all of you, I invoke the peace and joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
At the end of his journal audience, he bestowed his apostolic blessing, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater, et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.